This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. For several years, we have been using the American Farm Bureau Federation's figures to talk about the cost of the Thanksgiving meal. Yes, it's another year.
That's right.
It's that time of year. We're going to do a different twist on it this year, though. Instead of talking about the cost of what it is to go for the mega farms, we're going to talk about local flavor. You've estimated what it costs to put together a locally produced Thanksgiving dinner. So what'd you come up with?
Well, here's how I kind of estimated it, and that Farm Bureau Federation said that this year's cost of doing a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people with all the fixing that we normally see with a turkey and stuffing and rolls and et cetera, that it was going to be a little bit less than it was a year ago by about 75 cents. They said $49.12.
So 50 bucks.
Yeah, 50 bucks is a good place because it depends where you are in the country and what it's going to cost. So when I started thinking about local, what would be the biggest item that would be more expensive than if you went down to the supermarket and bought it?
All right. What do you think? What'd you find?
Well, turkey.
Okay. So,
yeah, because if you buy local turkeys, you're probably buying a heritage breed, and you're going to pay quite a bit more than that $22 or so that you're going to pay in the grocery store for a 16-pound turkey, which they say is what's going to feed the 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that the turkey itself was going to be about $7.50 per person, with the store-bought turkey is going to be about $2.25 or so.
So $75 bucks for the turkey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a look at the rest of it, we could all source most of that locally, whether it's using goat milk cream for the whipping cream, using goat milk for the milk rather than buying a gallon of milk, sweet potatoes. Pretty easy to grow. You could grow them in a bucket if you wanted to. And the potatoes that you're going to use for mashed potatoes are all local, and they're not a whole lot of difference between price for those locally sourced potatoes and what you'd buy in the grocery store. So all in all, and then if you were making your own pie crust and your own rolls, you'd save some money there. So I came up with a price per person of about $9.16.
All right, so it's just about double go local, right?
Yeah, it's about local because we figure $49 and divide that by 10, and then you add the extra cost of the turkey. But
so here's the punchline, right? Is if you buy local, there's all this other stuff that happens, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, you didn't ship it in from far away.
Right.
You didn't have impact there. But what's the local impact on, supporting a local farmer or a grower? How does that multiply out?
Well, if we go by economic statistics that I've seen that some people agree with and don't, others don't, that that local farmer is coming into town and buying both supplies as well as other items here in town rather than the money going somewhere else. So there's probably an advantage there. Also, you might be able to grow a fair amount of that if you really enjoy doing that. And
right.
So you'd be saving quite a bit of money that way.
Poultry's in most of these towns now, too. So
that's right.
We'll see turkeys maybe next year. That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.